Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Today, we continue our book series, The Storyline, with guests Krista Springs and Hong-Chik Kim from AKEEP, the Alabama-Korea Education and Economic Partnership Organization. Lauded by NPR and The Washington Post as a book of the year is Hong Gil-dong, the Korean classic story about the illegitimate son of a nobleman. Like Robin Hood, Hong Gil-dong robbed from the rich and gave to the poor, becoming a hero and a king along the way. Krista Springs, welcome back to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you.
Hong-Chik Kim, I understand you're quite familiar with humidity like we have here in Alabama. Where are you from?
I'm from South Korea in Daegu. It is southern part of the Korea, so it's surrounded by all the mountains, so it's really humidity high and it's too hot in summer.
Well, today, starting our conversation, we want to talk about a book that was recently adapted to a performance. Krista, The Robin Hood of Korea, how does it compare with the Robin Hood that we know?
So Hong Gil-dong was born as a second son in Korea and an illegitimate son. At that time in Korean culture, he can never amount to anything. So his story, he's extremely talented with martial arts. He's very smart. There's even magic involved. But no matter what he does, he's not even allowed to call his father father, because as a second son, he doesn't have that right. So basically, his story is about him trying to fight against this tradition of saying that even though I'm a second son, it doesn't mean that I have no value. And so his story is really about finding value in himself and then pointing out that this tradition has some flaws to it, and that Korean people in general need to be looking at these flaws. If you read one of the more recent adaptions, you will understand the story.
Tell me about the performance that was held earlier in June here in Montgomery.
The performance is part of our grant program called Challenge America, and that program specifically is designed to extend the reach of the arts to underserved communities. And so working with Angela Dixon, who's a local playwright and director, we took the story of Hong Gil-dong and we intertwined it with Alabamian culture and history. And we do that because we're trying to extend the reach of arts, not just to Korean people and not just to Americans, but really bridge the two. So we created this entirely new story that we call The Robin Hood of Korea. And in that story, you see Hong Gil-dong start in Korea, and then he meets people from Alabama. And then we fused in like Alabamian history as far as the Macon County. We made it into a fun way. Like, we're not like hammering people with politics, but we're saying that there's a lot to be learned from both cultures. And that's what we wanted to show in that performance.
So I'm glad the book has been translated to English, and maybe some of your listeners would like to check that out. Hong-Chik, we are in the year of the rabbit. What does that mean in Korean culture?
It's called black rabbit. The 12 animals is similar as 12 Chinese zodiac or 12 astronomy in America. So in our culture, we call it 자축인묘 진사오미 신유술해. It represents all the animals. And then for other thing like 10, we called it 천간. 천간 Korean, it means the sky. So the 12 animals is from the earth and 10 elements is from the sky. So ancestor tried to talk about the sky and the earth as their base. So we restrict our characteristics based on the animals. Rabbit is like clever and he's running fast and think about other words easily, or ox represent the hard working.
I noticed some of the other animals are rat,
yeah,
dragon,
that's right,
horse, sheep, monkey,
yeah,
dog,
that's right,
pig,
yes, that's our 12.
Chicken.
chicken.
I was told recently I was the chicken.
What's the difference between rooster
you're right.
or
I'm sorry.
Chicken? Yeah,
sorry.
That's right.
Sorry.
Let me ask you what you will be doing as an intern with AKEEP this summer.
In AKEEP, we set up the startup July 5th to end of the July. Mm-hmm. So I will work as a clerk at the K Bank and K Merchandise store for students. So I will work there.
Now, you are a graduating senior from the University of North Alabama.
Mm-hmm. I graduated from the University of North Alabama as secondary education.
A teacher?
Yes, I want to teach America.
Now, Krista, let's get back to AKEEP, because AKEEP's mission is to educate people in Korean culture. So you, for instance, have studied in Korea for about 6 months, the language. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about how AKEEP works with Korean culture.
Through our various programs is how we really focus on working with Korean culture. One of the things that I really like about AKEEP is we really focus on education for the purpose of economic prosperity. So what that means is we want you to be able to take what you learn and use that to better like your economic prospects in the future, like job-wise, whatever it is. We want people to be able to use the culture and language to better what their dreams are. And we do that through teaching Korean with our community KSL programs, which are specifically for young professionals and adults. And we also have K-Wave clubs and Korean language clubs in schools. So we are currently in Pike Road, Brew Tech, and a couple of other schools. We're trying to expand as well and offer these classes to students in more places the further along we go. And of course, like Hyung-sik was talking about, the Star Talk Summer Program, which is a 3-week Korean intensive language program that's open to students all over the United States, actually. We have students who are able to participate via Zoom, so it's not just in person. So anyone can participate, and it's just a great opportunity for you to just open your eyes to what is possible.
Well, Hyung-sik, back to the Robin Hood of Korea and the book we started out talking about. Mm-hmm. What's the message of that book for your listeners?
The Hongil-dongjeon is actually the describe about that age's culture. The people who born at the second child, they have a lot of troubles between them, so they can't get any jobs there.
So this is why Robin Hood was helping other people.
That's right. So that's what Hongil-dong did at that story. I remember at that story, he made an island for poor people to live in there because he bought that island from the wealthy people's property to give poor people to live in there.
Mm-hmm. Is the book aimed at both adults and children?
Sure.
Actually, Hongil-dong is not just in book form either. It's also in film and television shows. So there are definitely things for adults to watch and enjoy and learn from. I find that most of the books are geared towards a younger crowd. And I think it's really interesting because how do you explain to your child 17th century caste system in Korea? To do so in a fun, action-filled story, that was just a genius idea by the original author.
Well, I want to thank you both for talking about this important book today during our book series. And Krista, how can your listeners find out more about AKEEP?
You can find out more about AKEEP by visiting our website, akeep.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Krista, thank you so much for being our guest on a return visit. And Hyung-sik Kim, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for being in Montgomery as an intern with AKEEP.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you very much.
Joining us for The Storyline, our book series on In Focus, were Krista Springs and Hyung-sik Kim. More information about the activities offered by AKEEP, the Alabama-Korea Education and Economic Partnership, can be found at the website, akeep.org. The book we discussed was The Story of Hongil-dong, available in the English translation as a Penguin Classics novel. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.